There have been numerous attempts recently to sidestep U.S. Forest Service management of the Tongass National Forest. Senator Lisa Murkowski has a few plans in the works. And now the state of Alaska is petitioning for more attention to be given to a very old debate. The roadless rule was created to protect wilder areas on federal lands. But critics say it limits access to timber and mining in Southeast, putting jobs at risk. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
If you listened to Governor Bill Walker's State of the State speech last week, you might have caught it. Peppered among tidbits about a natural gas pipeline and budget concerns, there was this.
Today, my administration filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to undertake a rulemaking process to restore the roadless rule exemption to the region.
Which could give Alaska a pass to build new roads in the Tongass. And that's only the latest effort to increase access to logging. Even by state forester standards, there's been a lot to follow.
It's very complicated. You could do a half hour just on the history of this.
That's Chris Mache. We could have easily talked longer than a half hour about the roadless rule, but he had plans for dinner. He says the state is asking the Department of Agriculture to open up the issue for more public discussion. If approved, Mache estimates it's a process that could take 2 years or longer. And while this tactic might be different than what the state's tried before, he says the ask isn't anything new. Mache says there's a legal and economic argument to be made. Alaska should be exempt from the roadless rule.
Well, the state's always had the position and never has wavered from that.
The petition here really stands to kind of turn back the clock and undo a lot of the good work that has been done over the last several years.
That's Austin Williams, a director of law and policy at Trout Unlimited, a conservation group. Sticking with the current Forest Service plan for the Tongass, Williams says, makes the most sense. It was created with years of community input and finalized in 2016, outlining a transition away from cutting old-growth trees. Williams says the economy in the region has shifted to industries like tourism and fishing. Rehashing the roadless rule debate isn't a step moving forward. But he says more public discussion is better than some of Senator Lisa Murkowski's latest efforts on the Tongass.
That is much preferable, I think, to a budget appropriations rider that doesn't have that same type of public involvement.
Last November, Murkowski attached a rider to the Senate Interior Appropriations Bill that could exempt Alaska from the roadless rule. Congress has until February 8 to agree on a budget. In the meantime, the State Division of Forestry is keeping its fingers crossed that one of those efforts sticks. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.